Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
It's Podcast Mosh, the greatest podcast in all the world, brought to you by Lich King, the greatest thrash metal band in history.
Hi!
Hi!
Welcome to some stupid shit.
Yeah, take one.
Take one. Take one went real well.
We're doing a podcast thing. We don't know why. Brian just got the idea because he's been listening to a lot of Harmontown. He got me listening to Harmontown. I think Joe's in at that too, right?
I mean, yeah. I mean, I listened to it in the bus that one time, and I liked it a lot.
Oh, I thought you were a fan.
No, I mean, I am a fan, and that I've listened to it once, and I enjoyed it. I would like to listen to more. I haven't. I'm lazy.
I started listening to it after that, and I enjoyed it quite a bit. So
it's
then Brian
podcast.
Said, we should do a podcast.
I don't really know why I thought that, but I just was listening to a bunch of podcasts. I'm like, hey, we can do this, right? We can record shit. We do that.
Yeah.
So why not? Yeah.
So we've got me. I'm Tom.
I'm Brian.
And I'm Joe.
The other people would be here, but they don't matter. So we don't have a structured format or anything. We kind of just thought we'd have people ask us a couple of questions and have a couple of vague topics to go into and fly. And Brian's like looking at me. He's making eyes like, what are you going to say next? You're going to fall on your face. It's not cool.
No
Stop making those eyes at
no
me.
No one knows.
No. Don't.
So what's our first order of business?
Well, there's a bunch of stuff. The big topic that's all I think about and all Brian thinks about right now, and if you're hearing this past Tuesday, it's been released, but here in the past, Grand Theft Auto is going to release on Tuesday.
Oh,
and
yeah.
You mean like this coming Tuesday?
Yes.
4 days from now.
Yeah.
Wait, so they just like oh, hey, it's going to come out next week? Like, or is this the release date been out forever and I just didn't know about it?
The release date's been out forever.
Oh, well, I'm not with the times.
Joe is.
I haven't played video games in like 4 months or so.
Joe's not cool.
Yeah.
Well, we're gonna do some like Lich King online stuff. Like, you know,
why don't you explain to Joe what's going on in Grand Theft Auto 5?
I don't know what's going on in
anything
at all.
Well, you haven't watched any of the trailers or anything?
No, not even one trailer.
Joe!
Oh, maybe the first one that came out, because this looks fucking cool, but then I just
oh, Joe.
Kind of dropped off the bandwagon. I don't really have time to play video games.
That's okay.
It's going to be the coolest game ever of all time ever.
So instead of practicing, can we just play Grand Theft Auto?
We'll just get together and play,
because that's like, this is my only time I have to play video games, when I'm with you guys. So that's why I play video games all the time where I practice, and I don't actually practice.
If this were Tuesday and this was our practice day, it would be, fuck you guys, I'm playing. I'm not...
Yeah.
No, we're not practicing at
all. Let's practice.
So I've got a list here of features of Grand Theft Auto Online, which is the new multiplayer component, Joe.
Uh-huh. Are we getting paid for this?
Getting paid for the podcast?
No.
You're plugging it pretty hard.
To be in...
Yeah.
Oh, I mean, we're getting paid by Rockstar to promote Grand Theft Auto.
Yeah, totally.
Dude,
that's why I have this Rockstar stickers everywhere and free monster case in the corner.
Yeah, exactly. Wait, what are you talking about? Where's that was funny.
No, you. Yeah. All right, so there's like a list of new facts. The multiplayer, Joe, is going to be pretty cool. I'm trying to find something specific. Joe, you can form a crew with online and get a bunch of people together, and you have a hierarchy. You have a gang leader.
Okay.
You can assign people as like lieutenants and then, you know, henchmen. And there's a whole list of an ascending ladder of people that are in charge of the gang.
So kind of like the posses from Red Dead Redemption, like 2.0.
Yeah. Except as the gang leader, you pick missions to go on and heists and everything.
And then you're all dicking around open world.
You're dicking. Well,
mission.
Okay.
But with a mission, you all have a mission. That's cool.
It's not just dicking around. Well, in fact, you know how
the
like
I'm the guy with the rocket launcher. It's gonna be shooting down everything.
Here's the thing, though, they turn that off. That's a concern that I have about multiplayer games and like open world stuff, where it's pretty much just a murder spree simulator. And as soon as you're running around, you just get shot in the face by some random dude running by, going.
That's the problem with like DayZ and stuff. I mean, it's awesome, but you know,
it's a good concept, but it just doesn't. When you have assholes and with no structure.
Yep.
Yeah.
So one of the features that they announced is that you can activate like a pacifist mode where you're free to explore and no one can hurt you.
Ooh.
But that turns off as the second you fire a gun.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah, so that's pretty cool.
I like that though, because I like sometimes I just like to fly around in a helicopter or drive a car around and run people over, but unless I want to shoot anyone.
Yeah. I'm assuming that if you run somebody over, it probably turns off.
Not like a person
mode.
That's playing me, you know, like
pedestrians.
Pedestrians,
yeah,
you know. True.
Yeah.
Hit and runs is my specialty.
So the chief of the crew, you know, after a job, you divvy up the money. Like, you get to keep it all for yourself, or you get to dole it out. You pick how much goes to who.
Huh.
There's a lot of interesting stuff going
interesting.
On with it.
So I take that as we're going to have, like, a Lich King gang.
Yes.
Like, the Lich Gang, or the Lich Group. We'll come with a cool name. We'll have a name contest.
The Lich
Kings. Give someone some free merch or something.
Yeah.
King and the Lich...
Yeah, just the Kings. We'll be the Kings. It's not taken.
The Caucasian Kings. That's I'm gonna do that as soon as possible. Like, the multiplayer cool. is launching on October 1st, which is a little strange because it's 2 weeks after the game's release.
Oh, okay.
But that's fine. Nobody's gonna mind.
It makes sense because then you have 2 weeks to basically complete the single player.
Yeah,
you know, it's fair.
And then you'll get interested, and then it'll be like a launch for multiplayer, which is cool. More people will do it. Yeah. You get a hideout. You can cars. I mean, you know, that's expected, but you can actually hang out in the hideout and do specific things that are somewhat fun. I don't know how fun this is going
to
be, but
hang a picture on the wall.
Sure.
I want that wall to be green.
I know there's like, you can like go play golf with like your crew.
Yeah.
I've seen that.
Tennis. Golf with your golf.
That's interesting. It's that they really upped the game inside the game thing going on.
Exactly.
It's like
they did.
Yeah. That's cool.
So apparently you can have a bong sitting out and your guests in your house can just hit from the bong and then the video does weird effects.
I wonder if there could be some Kinect integration. Whereas, I think you get where I'm going with that. I'm always going to be in the hideout.
Just going to be in the hideout all the time.
There are going to be 500 missions on day one.
That's interesting. That's cool.
Yeah.
So we'd have a crew. Would that be kind of like us as the... You'd be the head guy, and we have like the Lich King people or the lieutenants or whatever, and then from there on, it's just like we could have fans, and like they could have like a... I mean, the fans that do stuff or win something could have a higher place in the...
Yeah, they can get promoted.
Thing.
I don't know if we can have, like, two crew bosses. Like, I would have, you know, all of us be big bosses. I don't know if you can only have one.
I imagine
one
you and Brian are going to play it the most, so it makes sense if one of you two was...
I don't care.
We'll figure it out when we get there.
Like, you don't care.
I don't want...
So you just don't care.
I want to be Lieutenant. Lieutenant Dan.
Lieutenant Baby Balls.
What story is that referencing, Joe?
Oh, you want to go into that?
No, you started. Go ahead.
I started. Well, it didn't really happen to me.
How are you?
When we left for our first tour?
Oh, God.
First tour story times, the tour story segment.
Okay, yeah. We'll start that segment. Segment go.
Segment start.
Tour story.
Boop.
It's like Toy Story, but tour story.
Segments.
Shame on you.
I'm terrible. I'm full of terrible jokes right now. Yeah, I should just stop talking.
Full of terrible jokes. Permanent. You stink.
Permanent.
I don't adverb.
Permanent.
Adverbs are stupid.
So this is the first tour, right?
Yeah.
The very first tour we had.
As we're pulling out of the driveway.
Literally
had,
in the driveway.
We had
to my house.
Potts and Motsman.
Yeah.
Right. Brian's up on the rear bunk of our little tiny short bus.
Because it's like 8 in the morning and I want to sleep.
I'm guessing I'm driving.
Probably.
I'm guessing Tom is looking back at Brian in the bunk, maybe making meaningful eye contact.
Yeah, as we do.
Brian's wearing mesh shorts and like lets his leg flop over, or he goes to sit down to get up or something. We haven't even left the driveway on our first tour ever, and Tom sees Brian's balls.
Yeah.
Yep.
A nice, beautiful view, and he got baby balls for a little while there. Balls Westbrook or something. I can't remember what we call them.
I didn't get a good look at anything, but I had a very distinct impression of small, perfect pinkness.
Nice.
Yeah.
I don't know if I should keep going with the GTA stuff. An interesting thing, Joe, is that when you're holding up like a liquor store, if you yell into your mic, it's like you're yelling at them and they move faster. Like,
oh, really?
you're screaming at them.
So all the experience I have robbing liquor stores.
You can apply that to a video game and
That's
really
great.
Start racking up the points.
That's great.
Yeah.
I always wonder how I could apply my real life experiences to a video game.
Sure.
You know?
I'm really intrigued by the just going back to like the single player stuff. Mm-hmm. I'm really intrigued by the missions in that where you can kind of attack them multiple ways.
Yeah,
like the first trailer that came out, it was like you can, if you want to rob this jewelry store, you can either just bust right in, guns blazing, or you can plan it out and like, you know, these guys sneak around here and these guys are going to, you know, disable the alarms and stuff. So I'm kind of intrigued by that sort of thing. I wonder if that will carry over to the multiplayer too.
I think it will.
I would assume so.
They're doing a lot of talking about making the multiplayer just an extension of the single player campaign.
Yeah.
Game, not campaign. Pardon my weak voice.
Do you guys like God games at all? Kind of like Black and White or...
I played Black and White a little bit. That was a little fun.
I was a huge fan of Black and White. I love that stuff. That guy, how do you say his name? Peter Molyneux?
I know the name.
Molyneux.
The crazy guy with the ideas, and he's like saying all this stuff.
The guy who was like, Kinect is going to be amazing.
I mean, actually, I kind of dig the Kinect thing, but I'll get into that after.
I like the concept of the Kinect, but it's the same thing with the Wii. It's a great concept, but nobody really takes advantage of it in a video. It's like... Let's just throw a ton of shovelware, sports games and adventures and animals at it, and nothing ever is useful for it.
Yeah, yeah, I see that being a problem. I think one of the biggest issues was that developers couldn't rely on it being there, so they didn't really put the resources into using it. But in situations where I did use it, like Skyrim, that was amazing. Yeah. Like, you're looking at your inventory, and you're like, sort by weight or sort by value, and you can't even do that in the regular game, or you're looking at the map, and you say, bring me to, I can't remember any places... the names of places, but like if you're looking over somewhere in the bottom right corner of the map and you're like, you say the name of any place at all, even like the weird words that they have there, they're made up words, and bring you to that place,
Miami,
and you could fast travel that way too. Yes, Miami. Imperial City, and it just goes to the different now.
See, I think it's a great, I think it's cool that the Kinect comes with the Xbox One now. Mm-hmm. I still don't think anybody's going to use it now, especially now that it's like, oh, you don't have to leave it plugged in.
Yeah, yeah, you can just unplug it.
I'm kind of pissed that Microsoft backtracked on all the Xbox One stuff.
Yeah, there was a lot of cool shit in there.
There's a lot of cool ideas, like the whole like game sharing thing.
Yeah, the game sharing thing. You could have had like, I think and it was ultimately all they're going to bring that stuff back. They were a little bit ahead of their time on that. Like, people just weren't ready for it.
I don't understand why.
They already have it on Steam.
Exactly. Like, Steam's already download.
They were going for what Steam is, but better, which is, like, crazy. And they shit on them for it. It's like, hey, all you people who are shitting on the Xbox and love computers and Steam, you just realize what you just turned down. Like,
and the whole thing was over. I can't go to GameStop and pay way too much for a used
game. I'd rather just sit home and download it myself anyways. Exactly. Like, I don't know.
You know.
I like having physical copies of games, but it's not the future.
I don't. They break all. Like, I have three copies of Rock Band 3 that are all broken.
And people didn't realize you could trade. You could sell a digital game that you buy online.
Yeah.
And you can only do it once, but you could still do it, which is crazy. Like, no one's ever done that before.
Yeah. I like that they changed things, if only because I do most of my gaming through a Redbox.
And
I played, you know, The Last of Us entirely all the way through for $4, and that's pretty awesome.
That is awesome. I think. They said they didn't have a solution yet, but they were working on it. They probably would have had some kind of thing.
I'm sure they probably would have had a rental system where it's like...
There's no way they can deny that. That's a huge amount of the part of
I feel like they probably would have figured that out in some point in time, but they weren't really releasing details on it.
Yeah.
Their online rental stuff, you know, for movies is ridiculous. Like, it's going back to Blockbuster prices.
Yeah.
We're living in the Redbox age, damn it, in the Netflix age. We don't want to pay, you know, $4 for an HD movie for 24 hours.
Mm-hmm.
Garbage.
Yep.
Yeah, it's pretty insane. Just don't do it. Don't support them. Bastards.
Don't support them.
Where was I? Are we good with the Kinect talk?
I was actually going to mention something else about the Kinect. I think the coolest things that are happening with the Kinect are outside of video games, actually.
Right. No, seriously, definitely.
Did you see that thing? I don't remember what it was, but somebody basically created it's basically a Kinect overhead of a sandbox, but you basically can make a landscape with the sand, and then it'll project virtual water onto it, and they use it as like a learning tool to figure out how like water pools and what's the word for it? It's like when rain falls on mountains and water, or like how the water runoff works and that sort of thing.
Why can't I think of that word now? Damn it!
What?
Hydrology. Yes.
Thank you.
Basically,
I thought you were saying erosion.
Yeah, some of that too. It basically figured out like it was like how water affects the landscape and vice versa. And so you could build a mountain out of the sand, and then it would project the water you could hit a button and make rain cloud, or you would stick your hand up in the air to make rain clouds, and then it would fall in the mountains, and it would do this in real time, where like if you move the sand and there's water pooling on it, you would move the sand and the water would fall into the holes and stuff, and it was really cool looking because it was like that weird blend of real things versus the projected things, and it just looked awesome. It's like,
yeah,
but then, that was all done with a Kinect and a projector, basically.
Yeah, the Oculus Rift and the Omni, they use a Kinect to track you while you're in the Omni. I'm pretty sure.
Interesting.
So that's a cool use of it too.
I'm really excited about the Oculus Rift too.
Yeah, it's cool.
I saw some videos of people using it. They have the head cam and the view inside, and there's like turning. I'm like, I want that. I want to be able to turn my head and look at what I'm looking at in the game.
Yeah.
Minecraft will be awesome.
One day, virtual reality will be ours.
I know it's going to make me sick.
I know.
Like, I get nauseous when I'm just, you know, if I play a first person shooter after not playing for a while, I get like that head nauseous where you just have to stop for a while and just be sick. I anticipate that also being a problem because you're looking around and your body is not feeling the wind and you're walking and your body's not moving. I anticipate that's not going
to
be fun.
Yeah, I don't know. I'd have to try it before. I don't know.
I'm dying to try that.
It'd be really cool. But is there any release date on that, or is it still like a...
I think it's still... You can order it as a developer kit, but you can't buy one to play with.
It's probably a good thing because, I mean, I think they still have a little bit of ways to go with the technology. Maybe these screens, like they're going to put HD screens in, I think, now rather than the lower resolution ones that they were going with.
Nice.
I read something about it the other day. I think I hear a Robert.
I hear a Rob coming in.
Rob.
He doesn't have a mic. Fuck
you,
Rob.
Not
too bad.
Everything.
Yeah.
We got a nice flow here. Fuck
Xbox
you, Rob.
Xbox things. Yep. Something else I want to mention. The I think a lot of people aren't talking about
Hi, Rob.
The other cool things
Rob's
that
here.
Do. Like,
Hi, Rob.
It comes with Skype and stuff, which is kind of, I think, kind of interesting with the Kinect because you can. I mean, you could talk to someone from your living room. Like, anyone who has Skype, people have it on all their phones and their computers. I mean, not that you want to, you know, video chat with someone while you're naked on your couch, but you might want to. Who knows?
Sure.
I thought that was kind of cool. Yeah. And the TV stuff is interesting, but I don't feel like many people have cable. I mean, I don't have cable. I've never been cable in forever.
Yeah, I
kind of... HD cable.
Some of that stuff looks cool, but I don't know. I feel like they're... I don't know. If I'm playing video games, I just want to, like, half the stuff on the Xbox dashboard, I don't even touch. There's, like, the movies and the music and the, it's like, I don't even, I feel like the Xbox dashboard is cluttered up with stuff I will never even look at.
It's like, it is a little cluttered with things.
Yeah.
I hope the next iteration is a little bit more focused, maybe.
Yep.
What's the other thing? The fact that they can offload processes to servers, I'm going to use that word, the cloud. Which is, I hate using that. But it's cool because if they upgrade their servers, your Xbox is technically getting a spec bump, although they don't ever change anything on the Xbox, but developers can use that processing power. So even though its specs aren't quite as high as the PS4, it's going to be able to keep advanced graphics going into the future, whereas the PS4 can't. And it might extend its lifetime a little bit longer.
I guess that's interesting.
Yeah, I thought that was pretty cool.
I don't know. As far as I'm sorry, I'm going to go into this rant again, but I'm not sold on either of the next gen systems yet, just because I have a computer that can.
Rob's shaking his head too. What's your problem, baby?
Rob doesn't have a microphone. He can't talk.
That's
right. Opinion's invalid.
Purple shirt.
Rob, do you want to sit next to me and like we can share a mic with our cheeks together?
No,
I have a couch. I'm taking both seats.
I can
definitely sit next to Tom.
Oh, good. That's for our smelling podcast.
What does that smell like?
Ooh.
Like barbecue?
Barbecue lizard.
It's quite delicious, in fact.
Mm.
Ribs.
Mm. Yeah.
Dragon asshole's the best.
We could actually like take a break real quick, and I can hit pause. And
we'll be
take
back.
A break
sure.
After,
after
the
brief message.
Best message from the
sponsors
and stuff.
Sure.
Monster
Do it.
Commercial. Yeah, crackle, there you go.
You're still listening to Podcast Mosh. I wish I were you right now.
Welcome back to the podcast, ladies and gentlemen.
Joe, you got a great radio voice.
Radio voice.
That's how I seduce the ladies.
We just practiced for like an hour on songs we've never done before.
It was like 12 minutes.
Brand sweaty.
It was like an hour.
It was 12 minutes.
It was literally like 15 minutes. We played each song once.
Yeah. No.
Yeah, but they sound good.
We played Wage Slave like twice.
Yeah, and that song's like 4 minutes long, so that's 8 minutes.
Multiply that by 8.
No, why by 8?
Plus 50.
Why are you adding numbers?
Because it was an hour.
No.
You don't know math. You remember
you
I schooled that
math.
Guy in math?
What guy?
I was famous for schooling that guy in math because 35 is more than 14.
Oh, the
yeah.
Famous. Okay. Yeah, you're right.
Yes, yes, 35 is more than 14 when you exclude the thousands and millions.
Did people really want us to talk about that still?
Yeah.
Avenged Sevenfold thing?
But people just poke things like beehives.
Yeah.
Like, talk about Avenged Sevenfold.
No.
The level that we actually care about that is so little.
Yeah.
That's
we don't actually care
about
it.
It was fun to mention and get views and clicks with, and that's about it. And the Rob Flynn shit, the Machine Head guy came out with, like, I was talking with somebody about that. I forget who, but, like, everybody forgets that he ripped off Korn and Limp Bizkit in the 90s. And we're ripping off his old band. So everybody's ripping everybody off. Let's all relax.
Yeah.
I mean...
We need Rob.
Rob, we need you.
Rob's peeing.
Rob's determined to not be a part of this.
So what are we talking about? Merch. We're going to do merch right now.
So we have an idea for a contest going on right now that'll drive our merch sales. Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to reveal that that's the reason we're doing it. It is. It absolutely is. We're going to drive your merch sales and get more of them by giving away free stuff to one of you randomly. Now we have three open merch orders, I believe, Joe.
Yes, there's three merch orders, and I already packed one of them. So Scott Rosenwax.
Ah, screw you, Scott.
Shit out of luck. Lost my check.
Oh boy.
But let's go with. So we have Marion Rudzinski. I said that right, and Justin Cook.
Well, we need to roll.
Roll a die.
Roll 1d3.
Okay. 1d2.
Do you want to judge them based on their names and their emails, or actually roll a dice?
I like judging people. I think random's best.
Flip a coin.
Random.
I think it's whatever's going to cost us least to ship.
Okay.
Wait, first, what's the mystery? We're sending you like a...
Oh, yeah. We got mystery item.
Like a patch and some stickers that are a bonus and a mystery item from Brian's room here.
Ooh. This is the fun part of the segment where you grab a random object from my room and you get it.
And it'll be kind of famous because
this room is also
it.
The recording studio and a basement, and it's a place where my cat pees.
Masturbation room.
I have a small piece of paper that says LK Lich Bitch on it.
Okay, let's get a picture of this thing so it's famous.
Now, is that going to go is that going to be our item for the day?
Yeah, it's
a relic from our Canadian tour.
I think you can put photos in the podcast, like information.
It's called a link dump, I believe. I believe that's
there
what it's
you go.
Called, but...
Now it's famous.
Okay. So, I move my mouth away from the mic to laugh.
Right. Shut up, Joe. We need a coin. If there's only a penny or
throw
some
it to
sort
me.
Of coin.
Throw it. We're across the room.
Oh, that was a...
Did it just fell behind the couch? I say we flip a coin to see who gets the random token from my basement.
Yeah, I believe I have a dice
thing
on my phone.
I have a dollar bill.
Oh, this is a sticker from Café de Couf.
Café de Couf. Where was that?
De Couf. That was not Montreal.
Oh, Decouf, yeah.
Decouf.
The other one. The one that's
a dirty
word. The one that's the capital city, but it's less cool. Quebec?
I just got that.
We love Canada.
Fucking A.
Wait, what did Tom say?
What's de Couf backwards?
Come on, Joe. You got this.
I just got that, too. Am I the only one that I assumed it was a French word?
I assumed it was a French word. I mean, we were in Canada, in the French-speaking part of Canada. Like, the center of it. The heart.
Okay, I'm glad we're on the same page, so we both just understood
what
that was.
I assumed that's great, though.
I thought it was a French word, and découf, and yeah, sure. But no.
Clever.
Fuck the fact.
I have a dice roller on my phone, and I'm trying to figure out how to do...
Why are we rolling dice? Just flip a coin.
Because
there's a coin right there.
Okay.
There's two people.
Well, dice
are
fun.
That's why we have a coin. You flip it.
But I paid a dollar for this app.
Why would you pay a dollar for fake dice?
But it's cool, because you're like...
Mine was free.
If you look at it, like, you change the... It changes with the accelerometer.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah.
Well, you know what else changes with an accelerometer?
What?
Real dice.
Whoa.
When you roll them.
Yeah.
It's called reality.
Can you do like D20s on that?
Yeah.
Okay, that's actually
you can do
cool
like
then.
50 D20 plus 20 at the touch of a button,
that is
Brian.
So much damage.
Oh my
that's
God.
That's a lot of damage.
Right.
Or
lots of love charisma.
Points.
Mm-hmm. So this magical piece of lich memorabilia.
Is going to go to.
Well, I have this nickel that decides the fate.
Whose heads and
whose
tails?
So we got Marion and Justin.
Alphabetical order. Marion's heads and Justin's tails.
All right.
Who's going to get the magical piece of paper from Lich King? Rob caught it with his dick.
This is the worst contest ever.
Tails.
That means
Justin.
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 Congratulations. This is a great day for you.
Yeah, Justin.
The inaugural Lich King podcast, and you won a random piece of paper from my basement.
And some junk.
And some junk.
Justin's one of the rare people that gets a small shirt. From us.
We cater to the plus size metal fan.
Yeah, yes, believe it or not.
The ample gentleman enjoys the thrash metal.
Indeed.
I know I do.
All right.
Cool. Congratulations, Justin. You won some shit.
Enough with that topic. What was next? We had like stuff.
We had ideas.
Is there anything we're doing that's interesting?
The only other thing that's really going on is we're writing new stuff.
new stuff. And
Tom Martin has done it again.
Yes, he
has. But we mean Tom Martin is writing new stuff.
Yes.
And I think, are we aiming to have that? Have something to show the people in the sorted couple months?
Yeah, we may.
Okay.
I don't know. Gosh,
we don't know. Well,
golly gee.
Who knows?
Well, there's probably someone that knows.
Well, we're not really good at planning things.
Oh, you know who might know?
And meeting deadlines, so we don't set them.
You know who might know what's coming up soon?
Who?
The Christmas stocking. We should bring him in here for a few questions.
Yeah, he's... Okay, I saw him out there. I'll go get him.
Okay.
I'll send him in.
All right, Tom's going to go get the Christmas... I mean, going to go ask the Christmas stocking to come in here and talk some more.
I saw him hanging out with the cats.
Footsteps.
Hey, guys.
Oh, hey, guys, the Christmas stocking's here.
Hi. Excuse me, I'm chewing gum. That's better.
Doesn't that get stuck to your yarn?
Yes. That's why I do it.
Do we have some viewer questions for the stocking?
Yes, we do.
Uh-oh.
I have to pull out my phone.
guess
which side of the stocking? A phone.
Yeah, he already got the iPhone 5S because he's the Christmas stocking.
The 5 stocking.
I don't like it. It comes in gold. I don't like it. Stupid.
Yeah, so they say it has your fingerprints now.
Phone's being slow.
Because it's yarn prints.
Yarn prints.
It's good to see you guys. I haven't seen you in a bunch of months.
You're here kind of early, aren't you?
Yeah. Normally I hang out in the box. But today, I came out of the box.
I don't mean to be rude, but you do smell a little bit like mothballs and mouse turds.
Yeah, that's what I lie in. That's my bed.
I'm sorry.
Don't be a dick. What's in the box? Mouse turds and mothballs. And mouse balls. There's the question thing.
Okay.
We requested questions for the Christmas stocking. Someone said poop. That's not nice. Syria. I have an answer for Syria. Don't. And I don't mean don't get the U.S. involved. I just mean don't in general. Don't Syria. What is a Christmas stocking's favorite band? Opeth.
What? I figured the answer would have been Lich King, but...
No. This is a job. When you work somewhere, is that your favorite place?
No.
Stupid. You read the questions. I can't read this and do this.
Where are they? Oh, the comments under this post. Okay. Yes. That's not a question.
Ask it anyway.
Oh, our friend Jameson Hunt says, if I get married, will you play at my wedding?
No, next
Jameson.
Question.
No, I want to say yes.
No.
I mean...
I don't have to play either. I'm just...
I mean, no, the stocking's going to play. We're not going to play. You
got one here.
That.
I am actually very interested in the origins of the band and where you came up with the name Lich King. That's not a question, so I'm skipping that.
Stupid joke.
There's really not too many questions in here. It's mostly just talk about this. Talk about the new album. Ready, set, go.
The new album's going to be called Firestorm from Above. The hit single will be called We Are the Strongest Ones of All.
You heard it from the stocking first. That's the new album.
Yes. Spoiler alert. I should have said that. I'm saying it now, retroactively. Spoiler alert, don't listen to that.
All right. There's really not much else in here, stocking.
We probably should have screened some questions.
A whole bunch of questions.
We probably should have screened some of these questions.
Damn it.
They're not really questions.
Somebody else asked me
a question. About fashionable ladies' undergarments.
I don't know much about that, but I do know stockings. Because, I don't know if you know this, my mother was a seamstress. So, I know a lot about stockings, and I know that when you're made of lace, and you go up to the gusset, you need to watch your stitching.
Yeah, I know. On that note, we should probably move on to another segment play some music.
Bye, guys. I'm going back in the box.
Goodbye, stocking.
I'll see you later.
See you never. Oh, and I think I hear Tom walking back in right now.
Hey.
Oh, here comes Tom.
I was packing some merch. I was...
bullshit.
Did I... What?
Nothing.
I pack merch all the time. I'm very helpful with the merch orders.
I am not.
I pack them lovingly. So what are you complaining about? Did I hear something about a Chinese motorcycle?
Yes.
Ugh. America, do that.
America.
Go ahead. I fucking
America.
Dare you.
America.
Shamalama ding dong.
Go back to Reddit, you fuck.
Rob,
I'm just mad at Rob. I'm sorry.
Hey Tom, I was holding your phone while the stocking was stocking was in here.
Oh, the stocking was here?
Stocking was here.
Oh, I missed
it. How'd you miss the stocking?
I always seem to miss the stocking when he's coming by.
It's weird. I don't think I've ever seen you two in the same room together. It's kind of strange.
It's happened, but there's It's mostly when nobody's around. You really haven't seen it?
I don't think so.
Huh. Weird. What else have we got?
I don't know. I think that's... We're kind of... Maybe should wrap up here.
That's stupid. I want to do this for like hours more.
Yeah, but
then
I'm just going
to nothing
edit
to talk about.
Yeah,
we do have things to talk about.
I personally do not.
Rob doesn't.
We've got the hitter.
Get the fuck out, Rob. Get out. Bye. Get out. Go. Go.
I want to do the
do guitar things and Reddit. 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 Guitar. Reddit. Rob.
Rob's brain on a normal.
I want to do the Lich King hater roundup, in which we grab the best hater comments, and we've had a few in the last week that are really good.
Hater of the month.
Yeah. There's like two different instances that happened. There's one dude on YouTube that's got like two different accounts that just go. He goes around to various pages and videos of, you know, things that granted suck, but he just posts absolutely hateful bullshit all over it. Like, you suck, gay, kill yourself. And then you look at his posts and his comments and it's all just going around to videos he doesn't like and just saying awful shit.
And we are giving him attention.
But I'm not naming him by name.
Good.
But yeah, if he hears this, which I highly doubt anyone will, he's going to be like, oh, I got it.
He'll be the first comment on the podcast. It'll just say gay.
Yeah, gay. Yeah.
God, I hope that happens. Can we email him the podcast?
Can we send him a package? Can we send him one of my socks?
I'll send him one of my cat poops. Oh, hey, how about that?
We got a good story.
I've got a cat.
Joe's got two cats.
I've got two cats, but one really needs to go.
They're currently
a nice cat.
They're currently living at my house.
Yep.
As Joe's looking for other living arrangements.
Yeah.
And one of his cats pooped in my kitchen sink the other day.
I mean, it doesn't do so well with not being dominant, and it's tiny.
Yes. It's so a tiny little black cat. Optimal. It's smaller than all of our other cats.
Yep.
I've got five cats in my house, and with the addition of Joe's two
cats.
There's just cat drama.
Yeah.
It's bad.
Yeah, it's like high school all over again.
Yeah, but his cat totally took a shit in my sink. It was awesome.
So
cat high school. Anyways, if you want a cat, it's a black cat. Short
that
hair,
might be our
eyes.
Next our next.
Oh, the next gift? I'll just ship a cat.
Ship a cat to a random fan.
If you want a cat and you hate dishes. I've just got a little more. I've got the other hater in the hater roundup.
Okay.
Is there's a group of Egyptian teenagers that discovered black metal sucks at some point yesterday and started. Did you guys see this? Anybody except for me?
Oh, is there a good back and forth going between?
I didn't really bait them too much. They like came out like, hey, posers. There's a lot of the word poser being thrown around, and, you know, one of them has a Facebook cover photo of, like, an arm with cuts all along it. So you kind of get the idea that you're dealing with people who haven't been around that long.
He's angsty.
Mm.
That was a girl, that one. That would be an impressive guy. But
oh, fair enough.
She also had, like, a cover photo of, like, a tattoo that said, remember Dimebag. And
I'm not weighing in on this one.
I know, you're... We've got Dimebag fans, and I'm not one. I don't bash him, but if you're going to call someone a poser, don't come out with your Dimebag fandom and then use the word poser. Don't use the word poser at all. The word poser's lame.
I agree with you. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, it's...
Well, I do not understand a lot of the Dimebag hate in the thrash culture, but...
I don't hate him. I just think he's way overrated now that he's dead. That's it.
That everybody is, though. Yeah. Like,
but I don't like that.
I think
Bruce Lee... Bruce Lee stinks. That's amazing.
You just hate dead people.
Christopher Incinerator is probably spinning in his grave, even though he's not dead, but hearing me say this stuff, but you know.
What?
Dime was a big influence
he'll
on
get
me when
over
I started
it.
Learning guitar. Hi, Chris.
Screw
that
guy all too. Start somewhere.
Chris, we love you, but, you know, Dime rules. Fuck it. The whole culture surrounding Pantera and
you know what
I've
been listening to
lately kind of
that's
annoying.
Really good? Worship Music. It's a great album.
Yeah, we love Anthrax worship.
Worship
music,
man. That's amazing.
Yeah.
It's such a great album.
If you like thrash metal, Chris,
take your Rain and Blood and chuck it in the sewer.
Yeah.
Because, man.
Scott Ian hears this. I'm sorry.
Yeah. This is all just, you know, just he's angled to.
No, Scott Ian's like our buddy. He did that promo video for our tour.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Remember?
Oh. I just made a call and he did it right away.
Yeah, Lich King.
Lich King.
It's going to be shitty.
It's going to be shitty. So that exhausts me for things to talk about. I don't know.
Yeah, I think it's probably...
Write things down? We need a whiteboard with topics?
Yeah.
We can't exhaust all of our ideas in the first podcast. That's
we need terrible. Structured topics.
Yeah. I think you have like segments you work on.
We should probably talk about metal more than we did.
No, I like video games.
I like video games too.
I do too.
Like, I don't listen to metal.
I can't really comment on metal.
Yeah, I don't really care. I haven't listened to like anything new metal wise in a while. Not new metal wise, but anything new metal wise in a while, because I've just been listening to podcasts and playing video games. Yeah. So fuck it.
Yeah. Besides new metal, what's the point? It's all garbage.
Garbage.
I say.
So I'm bitter. I say we wrap up the pod. Right, inaugural Lich King. Are we calling it? Know the name?
Yeah, well, the going title right now is, Brian came up with it, you go ahead.
Podcast Mosh.
Oh, that's great.
Is it, you get it? Because it's like that Combat Mosh song.
Podcast Mosh!
Yeah, it's like that song that we wrote. You know, we're in a band, guys.
It's the Moshcast.
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 That's actually not
a
bad,
a podcast
too.
You can really just throw down to.
I'm sure that somebody has already done Moshcast.
Yeah, probably.
I don't think anybody's done Podcast Mosh, because that's a play on us.
Yeah, that'd be silly.
Yeah. So I'm going to close us out with a sound clip that I recorded of Brian on the mic.
This comes from practice earlier today, folks.
Yeah.
There's some inside jokes happening.
So I hope you enjoy this. If you don't let us know. And if you do, say hi.
This one's for Dave.
This one's for Dave.
Dave, we miss you.
Dave Hughes, this is for you.
R.I.P. Dave.
Been listening to Podcast Mosh.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.